弟兄姊妹你们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我今天又有机会可以来跟你们分享神的话语。
Again, I have this great opportunity to come and share God's word with you.
那我连续很好几次都是在跟大家分享关于这个同被建造这一个主题 的信息。
So, in the past few times when I came, I've been sharing about the theme, sharing on the theme of growing and building together.
那一直都是用以弗所书第四章来看这一个信息。
And we've been using, we've been basing the messages on Ephesians chapter 4.
那今天也会继续。
And today we will continue to do so.
那我们今天看的呢，就是第四章后面几节经文。
So we're going to look at the latter parts of Ephesians chapter 4.
我们现在一起来念这段经文。
Let us read this passage together. 中文，先念中文。以弗所书第四章26到27节，31到32节。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。一切苦毒。恼恨、愤怒、喧闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let all bitterness and wrath.And anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
那我们就是把第四章由第25节到第五章第二节看成一个段落。
We actually consider the portion from verse 4:25 to verse 5:2 as one unit.
那此一段经文里面呢，我们上一次就讲到第四章二十五节到跟着第五章第一、第二节合起来，就是讲到这个用爱心说诚实话这一个主题。
And last time we used this passage from 4:25 to 5:2 to look at the whole idea of speaking the truth in love.
那跟着呢，今天我们就会看这里的看到的第二个主题。
Today we're going to look at the second theme, a second idea in this passage.
这是讲到关于这个怒气方面的主题。
And it's about the idea of anger.
那跟着呢，希望下一次有机会的话，我们就会讲到保罗在这里举了两个例子。
If I have, and next time, if I have the opportunity, we will look at the two examples that Paul uses on anger.
就是我们在工作方面跟着语言方面，我们怎么样，很多时候就让这个怒气就表达出来。
One is in the area of labor, and the other one is in the area of speech.
那保罗为什么在这里会讲到关于愤怒、怒气这一个话题呢？
Why is Paul talking about anger here?
我们要看看保罗在第四章里面到底是在讲什么东西。
We need to look at exactly what Paul is trying to accomplish here.
那他是讲到我们在这里是有一个，我们作为一个基督徒，我们在教会里面，我们在建立一个新的群体。
Because he is addressing us Christians as a group, building a new community together.
那在这个群体里面，我们可以彼此在彰显神的爱。
In this new community, we are to manifest God's love.
我们是基督的身体。
We are Christ's body.
我们会合一。
We are one.
我们不单只与大家同在一起。
Not only do we are physically together.
就像刚才 Dan 弟兄讲到，我们在社会上面很多时候都要尽量去展示自己的好的一面。
Just as Brother Dan was sharing, a lot of times in the world, we try to show the best parts of us.
可是这里我们是真的可以把我们的真我表达出来。
But in this community, we can actually show the our true selves.
我们可以展示我们脆弱的一面。
We can show our vulnerabilities.
我们可以坦诚地去大家去对话。
We can be open with one another.
用爱心说诚实话。
To speak the truth in love.
我们大家有同一个目标。
We have the same goal.
我们在主内团结一起。
We are united in the body of Christ.
看见这样子的一个群体，我们每一个人都会非常之兴奋。
To think about this new community, we all should be very excited.
我们与主同在。
We are together with Christ.
我们彼此是同路人。
We are comrades.
我找到我们的社群。
We have found our community.
有谁不会想要这样子的一个群体？
Who wouldn't want something like that?
这是一个很吸引人的一个环境。
It's a very attractive sounding environment.
彼此间有很活泼的关系。
With a very lively, vibrant relationship among ourselves.
可是，当我们在这个群体里面，这些关系越来越发展的时候
，But after we've developed this relationship for a while，
慢慢的看见问题就会出来了。
Some problems do surface.
因为虽然我们有共同的目标
，because even though we share the same goal，
可是慢慢交往之后，发觉其实这些人有些人也是很奇怪的。
But after some interactions, we realize some people are a little strange.
我们也看到有一些人也是有他们的短处。
And we notice some shortcomings of fellow brothers and sisters.
我们做事有不同的方法。
We do things in different ways.
而且到最后我们都要知道我们每一个人都是罪人。
And at the end of the day, we realize we are all sinners.
罪就慢慢地渗透在这些关系之中。
And sin is so deeply rooted, it infiltrates, in these relationships that we have.
有些时候我们就觉得怎么有人好像看不起我们啊。
Sometimes we feel, why do some people, look down on us?
那有些时候就会觉得为什么有些人老是做事的方法老是要批评我做事的方法
Why are some people always so critical of how I do things?
慢慢我们这个满怀非常是热情的那个、在这个群体里面的投入就开始有一些失望
Gradually the excitement and the passion that we started withare maybe overtaken or impacted by disappointments.
当这个失望在我们内心慢慢成长的话
And as the disappointment grows,
有些时候就会带出我们里面黑暗的一面
It may bring out a darker part of us.
慢慢的一步一步我们就会掉进这个暗症里面
And gradually we may fall into this trap.
我们就会开始有怒气在我们心中慢慢的开始建立起来
and it grows, it settles in our hearts and becomes anger.
那其实有几方面不同的怒气会建立
and there are many different kinds of anger.
第一方面就是人与人之间的怒气
One kind is the anger between individuals.
就是在这个人与人之间交往之中
In the interactions among individuals,
可能有不同的误会啦。
There might be misunderstandings.
可能有不同的传闻。
There might be rumors.
可能也有些时候不小心，有我们就讲错话。
Maybe there are times by accident we say the wrong things.
可是，在这些误解的过程之中
，But amidst these misunderstandings,
我们就会觉得。怎么样？怎么好的朋友会变成这个样子
？We might feel, why is it that you know, in such supposedly great friendships, we have these experiences?
甚至有些时候觉得有给背叛了的感觉。
We may even feel betrayed by some brothers and sisters.
这些感觉就好像星星之火可以燎原。
It only takes a spark. To start a forest fire, and it's the same with these feelings that we have.
积聚在里面的话，慢慢就会令到我们内心非常之愤怒。
As these experiences accumulate, we may build up anger in our hearts.
除了人与人之间可能有愤怒之外
，besides anger between individuals，
我们每一个人对这个社群本身也可能慢慢有愤怒建立出来。
We may also build up anger against communities.
因为我们每一个人对这个社群投入之后，就会对这个社群有期望。
Because once we become involved in a community, we will have expectations upon it.
我们大家都很熟悉《使徒行传》里面第二章讲到这个教会的群体是怎么样生活的。
We're all familiar with the description in Acts chapter 2 where it describes the early church.
我们念一念第二章四十四节到第四十七节。
Let's read the passages together, first in Chinese. 信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需要的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里。且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜，诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes,They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved.
那我们相信这个教会 群体可以给到我们属灵上面的需要。
So we trust that this kind of community will feed our spiritual needs.
不单只这样子。
And not only that,
也给到我们社交上面的需要。
It also meets our social needs.
可能感情上面的需要。
Even emotional needs.
我们看到这里还看到他们还可以彼此经济上面的需要。
And we see here that they even, the church even met people's financial needs.
那当我们有这样子的期望之后，
Once we have that expectation,
有些时候发现，诶，怎么不是这样子的？
Sometimes we may feel, how come that expectation is not met?
怎么这个群体达不到我们内心有一些需求？
Why is it not meeting the needs that I have?
也许有些时候觉得为什么他们会决定这样子去做事的？
We may feel why does it decide to do things a certain way?
我们开始会感到失望。
We may feel disappointed.
可是慢慢的也可能变成我们个人对整个群体有一个愤怒。
But that disappointment again will fester and turn into anger.
要是我们一直让这种愤怒继续在我们心中的话，
If we allow this anger to continue in our hearts,
很多时候就会看见有一些弟兄姊妹慢慢就跟教会关系越来越分开。
Then the brothers and sisters may start to distance themselves from the church.
到最后就可能离开了教会。
And eventually leave the church.
我甚至看见有弟兄姊妹因为这样子的缘故而离开了神。
And I also know there are brothers and sisters who've actually left their faith because of such circumstances.
那就算我们对教会没有这一个失望和愤怒。
And even if we don't have that kind of anger or disappointment against our church.
我们很高兴我们找到一个很好的社群。
And we're so happy that we found a really wonderful community.
我们都认同我们是这一个社群的一份子。
We identify as part of this community.
可是因为这一个社群非常是强壮的缘故。
Because of the tight-knit nature of this community.
很多时候当我们遇到一些跟我们信念不一样的社群的时候。
When we confront a different community that may have different ideas, that may be a little different.
我们就以一个敌对的身份去看他们。
We start to view them in an adversarial way.
我们真的看放眼一看就看到。
As we look around, we can see that.
在我们现在这个国家里面
in our country
我们就看见很多政治团体就有彼此对立之间的骂战。
We see a lot of different political bodies have really incendiary words against one another.
而且不单只是政治团体。
Not only political parties or bodies.
我们看见基督教的群体也有这一个反应。
This also happens among Christians.
那我们看有一个研究，这个有一个研究的团体叫做 Barna Group。
There's a research group, one research group called the Barna Group.
他们就做了一个调查。
They did a survey.
他们就看到大概有75%的牧师。
And the survey revealed that about 75% of they surveyed 500.Pastors and revealed that 75% of them.
他们看到政治环境现在是影响到教会里面弟兄姊妹的关系。
It revealed that the political climate has affected the relationship among Christians within churches.
不单只这样子。
Not only that.
有38%的牧师。
38% of pastors.
他们因为这个缘故
Because of this reason,
他们考虑到要离开侍奉的岗位
They've considered leaving their ministries.
因为他们不单只看到弟兄姊妹是在表达个人的愤怒
Because not only do they see brothers and sisters expressing their angers,
他们也在群体之中去表达
They expressed itsuch anger among their communities.
那这样这些一个群体对另外一个群体的愤怒。
So this kind of anger between groups, between communities,
在保罗当时候也是很明显的感受到。
Was also prevalent during Paul's time.
因为他们很多教会都在受到不同的逼迫。
Because many churches were being persecuted at the time.
保罗很清楚人的本性是怎么样的。
Paul was keenly aware of human nature.
所以他在这里讲到关于怎么建立教会。
That's why as he wants to talk about how to build a church.
好像教会今年的主题讲到同辈建造的时候。
As we talk about building and growing together.
他也讲到我们人那本性的罪性的倾向。
Paul wants to talk about our sinful tendencies, the sinful tendency of human nature.
让我们知道愤怒在这些过程之中，很多时候都会出现。
To help us understand that this kind of anger, can often surface among us.
让我们学习怎么样用讨神喜悦的态度去面对我们的愤怒。
So we can learn to handle our anger in a way that pleases God.
使到弟兄姊妹中间的关系不会被破坏。
So that it will not tear apart the relationships among brothers and sisters.
可是保罗第一点呢，就是跟我们说到。
But the first thing Paul says,
我们不要去把我们内心的愤怒压抑起来。
He says he doesn't want us to suppress our anger.
他这里就说到生气却不要犯罪。
He says be angry and do not sin.
保罗没有说不要生气。
He's not saying do not be angry.
我们都知道主耶稣在世界上面的时候，他也有生气。
We all know that even Jesus Christ, our Lord, when he was on earth, became angry on several occasions.
他看见圣殿变成闹市的时候，他生气。
When he saw that the temple was turned into a marketplace, he became angry.
他也看见有一些法利赛人看见他在安息日。医治一个人孤干着手的人的时候，对他们的态度也生气。
He also became angry when the Pharisees criticized him for healing someone on the Sabbath.
那我们看保罗的书信的时候，也看见保罗很多时候其实也是蛮生气的。
In Paul's letters, we can also see Paul became angry on some occasions.
好像他在加拉太太书说到，要是我们有些人去传其他的福音的时候，那些人要受到咒诅。
For example, in Galatians chapter 1, he says those who preach the false gospel should be cursed.
我们也看到他对哥林多教会里面很多淫乱的事情的时候，他也非常之生气。
He also was angry about the immorality in the Corinthian church.
我们看到有一些时候，神的名是给亵渎了。
When we see God's name blasphemed,
有些时候看见人用他们的私心去使用神的名。
Or people use God's name in vain for their selfish gains.
有些时候我们看见罪怎么在掌管一个人的生命。
When we see how sin has such a stronghold on someone's life.
所以有些时候是需要生气的。
These are occasions when we should be angry.
可是很不幸的，我们常常说用罪来，因为罪在我们的生命之中表达出不适合的怒气。
But unfortunately, there are times when we inappropriately express this anger due to the sin in our hearts.
我们常常都看到很多关于家暴的情况。
We've heard about domestic violence.
这个怒气就变成要拿来去恐吓跟控制一个人。
That's when one's anger is used to threaten and to control the partner.
有些时候看见有一些莫名其妙在餐厅就对他们的侍应生骂得一塌糊涂。
Or sometimes somebody suddenly blows up at a server in a restaurant for no reason.
也很多时候我们听见这个叫做路怒症。
We've also heard about road rage.
就是在街上面开车，你不喜欢前面的人开车，就跟他大吵一场。
Where one gets into a fight with somebody else because you don't like how that person drives.
所以我们要知道，我们是有什么是适当的原因去有表达我们的怒气。
So we need to know what are appropriate reasons for which to express our anger.
不单只有适当的原因。
Not only appropriate reasons,
还要有适当的方法去表达我们的怒气。
But we need to have appropriate manners in which to express the anger.
耶稣在马太福音六章就讲到。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says,
就是怒气跟杀人的关系。
The relationship between anger and murder.
好，我们一起念这一段经文。
We will read this passage together. 你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审断，凡骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。 You have heard that it was said to those of old,You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire.
有些时候我们会想，耶稣是不是夸张了一点？
Sometimes we wonder, is Jesus exaggerating a little bit here?
怒气跟杀人那么直接的关系吗？
Is there such a direct relationship between anger and murder?
可是我们看一看圣经上面第一个谋杀是怎么样发生的。
But let's consider how the first murder in the Bible happened.
就是关于该人怎么样去杀掉亚伯。
It's about how Cain murdered Abel.
我们一起念创世纪。
Let's read from Genesis. 该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：“ 你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。 So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it.
这里就是讲到该人就是什么，因为怒气的缘故。
Here, it talks about Cain's anger.
而把亚伯杀掉。
And the anger is what caused him to kill Abel.
这里还用一个字来形容这个怎么发生。
It uses one word to describe how it happened.
就是罪就伏在门前。
That sin crouched at the door.
这个伏字。
Crouch.
这个伏字的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean to crouch?
这个伏字是讲到有一些动物就是把它们的膝盖弯掉，准备一发的时候是立刻就去把它们要抓的东西抓住。
The word crouch describes perhaps when an animal is low on the ground with the knees bent, waiting for the opportunity to pounce.
就是一有机会它们就去会攻击。
When the opportunity arises, it's ready to attack.
那其实你有没有看到我们的生命之中怒气就是这样子？
Do you realize that anger within us works the same way?
就是在里面隐藏，慢慢的在隐藏。
It's within us getting ready, preparing itself, getting ready.
可是突然之间一忍受不住，我们立刻就爆发出来。
And at one moment's notice, it jumps out and pounces and explodes.
很多时候，这破坏力非常之大。
It's extremely destructive when that happens.
我们看到圣经上面第一个谋杀就是这样子发生的。
And that's how that first murder in the Bible happened.
我们也看到。现在很多新闻里面很多的谋杀也是同样因为这一个原因发生的。
And even nowadays, many murders in the news we read happen for the same reason.
那就算我们的怒气不引成谋杀，
Even if our anger doesn't cause us to commit murder,
也带来很多其他的罪行。
It causes many other sinful actions.
保罗在第三十一节里面
in verse 31,
就是说要是我们不好好的去管理我们内心的愤怒可以带来一些什么样的后果。
Paul says if we don't manage or handle our anger appropriately, there are many harmful results that will happen.
这里有五个词。
There are five words here.
这里五个词只是从我们用不同的角度去看怎么样愤怒会带来的恶毒。
That described many five different ways this anger can be manifested.
这几个词当你看它的时候他们要去做的就是要去摧毁一些东西。
These terms describe how one wants to destroy the enemy or the other,
去伤害一些东西，
to harm someone.
这一些就是我们把给魔鬼留地步带来的后果。
That's the consequence of us allowing the devil to have a foothold in us.
第一个是苦毒。
The first one is bitterness.
什么是苦毒呢？
What's bitterness?
苦毒就是我们要去把我们的怒气埋在心中。
Bitterness happens when we try to bury our anger.
一步一步去影响我们对人对事的反应。
And it gradually affects how we respond to people and to situations.
这个在我们的心中慢慢的一步一步的在煽动我们。
It gradually affects us in our hearts.
一个要是很苦毒的人他怎么样呢？
What does a bitter person do?
他就是看见每一件事情都不顺眼。
It feels like nothing looks right to his eyes.
整个世界都很不公平对他。
Everything's unfair. The whole world is unfair to him.
投诉非常之多。
He complains a lot.
就是这个苦毒在他心里面控制了他去看他发生的他遇到的每一件事情。
This bitterness clouds how he views everything in life.
跟着说恼恨。
Next is wrath.
恼恨是什么呢
？What is wrath？
这个词，这个字有一些意思，就是表示是好像一个煮开水，开水沸腾了的意思。
The word connotes the image of something boiling over.
就是表示我们在里面的那个感情很突然之间就会爆发出来。
It describes how emotions within, at the right moment, explodes and boils over.
就是水开了一样子。
Like water boiling on the stove.
那跟着第三个词是愤怒。
Thirdly, the word wrath.
这个愤怒跟第二十六节是同，基本上是同一个字。
It's basically the same word as in verse 26.
可是不同的是，这一个义怒是因为恶毒而来的愤怒，这个愤怒不是。
But this anger, does not describe a righteous anger, but it's a malicious. It's something with malicious intent.
跟着说，嚷闹是什么呢
？What about clamor?
就是说到。当有一些在群体里面可能有一些爆发的混乱喧闹争吵可能到动乱。
It describes something in a community that's, has to do with commotion and uproar and chaos, quarrels.
我们看见一步一步的先从心中的苦毒开始。
We see how step by step everything starts with bitterness in our hearts.
跟着到恼恨。
And it becomes wrath,
跟着到愤怒
malicious anger.
这个愤怒表达出来，就开始在整个群体里面掀起很多的不安。
And these emotions gradually cause all kinds of unrest within a community.
那大致这个情况之下，我们为了要保护自己
，And finally, in order to protect ourselves,
我们就会去诽谤别人。
We may resort to slander.
去破坏别人，去攻击别人。
To attacking other people.
我们看到一步一步的愤怒在做他的工作。
We see how anger works step by step in our lives.
保罗在这里讲到的感受跟行动。
Paul talks about the emotions and the actions that Paul describes here.
我相信当我们每一个人愿意诚实地去看自己的生命之中
I'm sure if we are willing to examine ourselves honestly,
我们一定看到有例子是在我们生命之中把这些不好的地方都表达出来
We can see examples of such things within us or in our lives.
这一些这样子的愤怒不是一个暂时性的东西。
And this anger is not just a temporary thing.
而是慢慢一步一步的会把我们的心吃掉。
It can gradually take over and eat up our hearts.
对个人跟对群体都有很大的影响。
It has a corrosive effect not only to ourselves but to our communities.
那我们应该怎么样去面对这个愤怒呢？
So how should we face this anger?
保罗就是讲到一个我们很熟悉的一句。
Here is a very familiar verse that Paul uses.
不可含怒到日落。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
我们很多时候看见这一句就说我们看见经文上面的字去解释。
Sometimes we look at this verse and understand it literally.
所以就是说你生气生气到日落就好了不要再生气下去。
We understand it as meaning we are allowed to be angry until the sun goes down and then we need to stop.
所以你最好早上开始生气。
So maybe it's best to start being angry in the morning.
因为你生气的时间 可以长一点。
Because then it gives you more time to be angry.
有一个先生有一次就跟他太太吵完架之后，吵完架之后开玩笑说。
A husband, after a big fight with his wife, joked.
说老婆，我要带你去冰岛。
He says, "Hey, let's go to Iceland."
太太就说啊，怎么那么好？吵完架还带我去冰岛。
Wife says, "Oh, why are we going to Iceland? Why are we on vacation?"
因为他说冰岛在这个时候没有日落的。
So, because the husband says, "Oh, because you know now during the summer, sun doesn't go down in Iceland."
所以我们都可以去大吵一场。
So we can have all the time we want to fight.
当我们这样子去理解愤怒的时候。
If we understand anger this way,
我们觉得愤怒很容易受控制。
We seem to feel that anger is easily controlled.
这样子是表示我们觉得愤怒是好像一个开关一样。
We think of it as an on and off switch.
好了，你就不要生气了。
Oh, we can just say, okay, I'm going to stop now.
那你就关掉就是了。
We just turn the switch off.
可是，是不是这样子呢？
But is that how it really works?
就算我们可以做到这个样子。
Even if we were able to do that,
其实我们只是把这个愤怒一压下去。
We would only be suppressing this anger.
可是有很多不同的地点，就慢慢很容易就把这个愤怒在不适当的时候引发出来。
But then, in afterwards, there will be times when that anger would peek its head out.
好像我们很多做夫妻的就知道。
Those who are married will probably know this.
吵架的时候常常就会说。
When you're fighting, you often would say.
你几十年都是这个样子。
You've always been like this for the past decades.
你就是记了几十年了。
That means you've been keeping that in your heart for decades.
你这个愤怒一直都在你的心中。
That anger has always been in your heart.
那其实这一节是讲什么呢
？So, what is this verse? What does this verse mean?
对那一个时候的人来讲，他们听见这一节经文是一个很熟悉的经文。
For the people that Paul was writing to, this actually refers to a very familiar, another familiar verse passage.
不可含怒到日落。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
是跟诗篇第四章第四节你开始是一样的。
It actually comes from Psalm chapter 4 verse 4.
我知道中文的翻译本不一样。
I know the translation in Chinese is different.
翻译本是四章四节是你们应当畏惧不可犯罪。
In Chinese it translates you need to be reverent and fearful, do not sin.
可是对那个时候的人，当他们看到那个希腊文翻译的旧约圣经里面
，But when the people at that time understood the Greek translation of the Old Testament，
他们所用的词是完全一样的。
The words used were the same。
所以当你去看诗篇第四章第四节的时候
，So when you look at Psalm chapter 4 verse 4，
你就看到了。
You can see。
他这里说到。也不可给是吧？这诗篇第四章第四节是说到要肃静。
Psalm 4:4 says, "Be silent."
我们要安静下来。
We need to quiet down.
为什么？因为我们不安静的话，就是去给魔鬼留地步了。
Because without being silent and quiet, we're allowing the devil to work.
而且这里不和寒露到日落。
And 不可。
不可。
Oh, 不可。Also, it says, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
的意思同样就是说到我们要去思考，要在心里思想。
It's asking us to contemplate and in our hearts.
所以日落之后，当你在床上的时候。
So after the sun goes down and you're lying in bed.
你又去思考。
You're pondering and contemplating and reflecting.
你要去想一想，到底愤怒的原因是什么？
You're trying to understand the cause of your anger.
我们要怎么样去处理我们内心的愤怒？
And you think about how to process this anger.
我们应该怎么样去看看这个愤怒对我们的影响？
to consider the effect of this anger on us.
到最后我们应该怎么样去表达？
And ultimately, how best to express it correctly.
所以我们刚才看到31节带了很多愤怒带来不好的地方。
So in verse 31, it talks about many negative things brought about by anger.
可是我们看到第32节里面就带来很多好的地方了。
And in verse 32, it talks about many positive ways to handle anger.
我们一起看看他怎么说。
Let's read together.
32节。
Verse 32. 并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
这里是教导我们怎么样去管理我们的怒气。
Here it teaches us how to manage our anger.
我们应该要从神的角度。
We should use God's perspective.
从以我们信主给圣灵充满之后，我们从一个老我到我们的一个新我的心态去看。
We should use a new mindset as the new self that's been saved by Christ.
我不知道你们记不记得前一次我来讲道的时候。
I don't know if you remember what the last time I came to share with you.
我就讲到这个旧人跟新人的这个经文。
I used the passage contrasting the old self and the new self.
那我们就是讲到我们作为一个新我新人的话。
And we talked about how as the new self,
我们的心地心里心不再是分昧而是明亮的。
Our understanding, our hearts are no longer darkened, but is enlightened.
我们的生命不再是与神隔绝。
Our lives are no longer alienated from God,
而是与神联合在一起。
But are united with God.
我们的良心发现了不再是给尽上进。
Our conscience is no longer calloused, but it's sensitive.
我们的生命是要去讨神的喜悦。
Our lives are not for pursuing sensuality, but to please God.
所以我们不再以我们的旧我去面对我们的怒气。
So we should no longer face and manage our anger with our old selves.
我们要让我们的新我去带领我们。
We need to be led by the new self.
让我们要知道，我们每一个人要认清楚，大家都是罪人。
We need to see very clearly and understand that each one of us is a sinner.
在现实里面
，in reality，
群体中的关系不一定是完全和谐和理想的。
The relationships within our community will not always be perfectly harmonious.
中间可能有冒犯对方。
There will be offenses.
或给冒犯。
We may be offended.
甚至有一些时候，我们看到惧性在我们当中。
There may even be sinful behavior among us.
可是这里就是讲到。我们要有一个先有一个饶恕的心。
But here it says, first and foremost, we need to have a forgiving heart.
我们不要以世俗的眼光去决定我们应该怎么样去行。
什么眼光？
Worldly.
We should not use a worldly view to dictate how we behave.
我们不要单是凭我们肉身上面的感受去决定如何去回应。
Do not let our emotions guide our actions.
我们要先去与神联合。
First, we need to be united with God.
好像今天早上唱的诗歌，今天Dan 弟兄都分享到神怎么样去接受我们。
Just as Brother Dan shared how God accepted us.
我们看到神愿意接受我们。
We see that God is willing to accept us.
不单只这样子。
And not only so.
他愿意饶恕我们。
God is willing to forgive us.
而且他的饶恕不是一个口讲的饶恕。
And God's forgiveness is not just in words.
他愿意为我们的罪去付出代价。
He is willing to pay gravely for our sins.
去饶恕我们。
In order to give us forgiveness.
可是在这个时候，在现在这一个世代。
But in this day and age.
我们很习惯了，我们很热烈的去要证明我们的怒气是合理的。
We are used to fighting and justifying passionately our anger.
那越争取就 越生气。
And yet the more we fight, the angrier we become.
可是我们知不知道我们最需要的是饶恕。
But don't we realize it's more important for us to be forgiving?
我们让我们的怒气去充满了我们的脑子。
We allow this anger to fill our heads.
可是其实当我们愿意去思考饶恕这一方面的时候，
But if we are willing to consider forgiveness,
尤其是当我们愿意去饶恕别人，
Especially if we are willing to forgive other people,
或是去要求别人给我们饶恕，
Or ask others to forgive us,
这样会帮助我们去思考到底饶恕是什么。
That will help us understand the true meaning of forgiveness.
让我们更加了解、体会什么样是神的饶恕。
And we will more deeply understand God's forgiveness that He's given us.
让我们看到神的饶恕是多么困难的。
And we can see how difficult the forgiveness it is that God gave us this forgiveness.
我相信没有一个人对我们的冒犯比我们对神的冒犯多。
I don't think anyone's offense against us is greater than our offense against God.
可是神希望我们要去接受他的饶恕。
But God still wants us to receive His forgiveness.
也同样让用他的饶恕去饶恕我们四周的人。
And He offers the same forgiveness to people around us.
这一个字饶恕在这里。
This word forgiveness.
除了饶恕这一个行为之外。
Besides the action of forgiving.
还包括了恩典这一个意思。
It also includes grace, the idea of grace.
让我们知道饶恕不是我们应该得到的。
So what that means is,This forgiveness is not something that we deserve.
是从恩典而来的。
It comes out of grace.
恩典是从爱而来的。
And grace comes out of love.
所以我们要以恩慈。
That is why we need to have show kindness.
所以我们要做的事是要想一想我们怎么样去做为他人的好处去做。
That's why we need to remember to think of what's best for other people, for the others.
而不是看其他人是给我们发舌的对象。
Not to see other people as objects to whom we can vent our anger.
这里讲到怜悯。
It also talks about being tender-hearted.
怜悯是有同情心的。
It means being compassionate.
要体谅的。
To sympathize and empathize.
要去感受其他人的挣扎。
To understand other people's struggles.
你们有没有想过有什么例子是我们在没有适合的环境下去表达愤怒？
Can you think of an example where anger is expressed in an inappropriate circumstance?
好像可是好像保罗这里以保罗讲到的方法去回应呢。
And yet the response is the way that God, that Paul encourages, Paul prescribes.
我们都知道很熟悉这个浪子回头这一个比喻。
We are We are all familiar with the parable of the prodigal son.
我们都知道那个爸爸很有生气的理由。
We know the father had every reason to be angry.
他的内心可以充满非常之苦。
He could have felt bitter.
觉得为什么我儿子会这样子对我？
To feel why did my son treat me this way?
他可以用他自己的怒气去跟自己说，哎，这个儿子真是太过分了，他回来我要把他杀掉。
He could say, this son has done, he has carried it too far. I'm going to really give him a hard time. I'm going to kill him when he comes back.
甚至觉得为什么会这个样子，觉得整个世界都对他不公平。
Or feel, why is the world so unfair? Why is this happening to me?
可是他是怎么样去接受这个儿子的？
Instead, how did he welcome the son back?
他真的是以恩慈去接受这个儿子。
He truly received the son back with grace.
他传怜悯的心。
With a tender heart.
去饶恕他。
To forgive the son.
为什么？
And why?
因为他们是同一个家庭。
Because they are in the same family.
同样的。我们是同一个家庭。
In the same way, we are of the same family.
当我们有怒气在我们之中的时候，
When we have anger in our hearts,
我们可不，我们不要以我们的老我，而是以我们的新我去面对我们的怒气。
Let's rely not on the old self, but on our new selves to handle this anger.
这个礼拜，这下一个礼拜，教会有一个福音会。
There's an evangelistic meeting coming up next week.
主题是愿你平安。
The theme is wish you peace.
在这一个世界，在这一个时候。
In this world, in this time.
我们心里很难有平安。
It's very difficult to have peace in our hearts.
我们心里面充满了愤怒，很多时候。
Many times, people, our hearts are filled with anger.
可能你们四周围一些没有认识主的朋友，心里也是有很多愤怒。
Maybe those you have some friends who do not know God, and their hearts are also filled with anger.
希望你们邀请他们来参加这一个聚会。
I hope that you would invite them to come to this evangelistic meeting.
让他们知道什么是平安。
So they will understand what is true peace.
最后，我想问一问大家。
So finally, I want to ask you.
你觉得这个是一个很令你沮丧的信息吗？
Do you think this was a depressing message?
还是一个令你充满希望的信息？
Or is it a hopeful one?
我想我们要看看你是从哪一个角度去看这一段经文。
I think it depends on how you look at it.
令我们沮丧的原因是什么呢？
Why would it feel depressing?To us.
可以说是因为保罗把我们对一个这个社群很有理想的这一个美梦破碎了。
It could be because we feel Paul has bursted this idealistic bubble that we have about an ideal community, Christian community.
可是充满希望是什么呢？
And yet, why is it full of hope?
就是让我们知道我们教会这群体不是一个没有问题。
It's because we now understand that our community is not a community without problems.
可是因为我们的新我的缘故。
And yet, because of the new selves that we are,
我们可以面对挫折而不气馁。
We are able to face these problems and frustration and not be discouraged.
让我们打死的去建造一个不是靠着老我。而是靠着新我去建立的一个群体。
Let's so that we can work together and build a community that's composed of our new selves and not our old selves.
靠着神带领我们彼此的交往。
So we can our interactions will be guided by our God.
使到我们一起同被建造。
So that we can be truly built up together.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord and our God.
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We humbly come before you.
我们看到我们的不足。
We see our inadequacies.
可是因为我们看到我们的不足。
But because we can see those inadequacies.
我们更加知道我们需要你。
We even more so, we understand how much we need you.
不单止我们每一个人需要你。
And not only do we need you on an individual level.
我们整个教会也需要你。
We need you as a church.
让你带领我们每一个人。
May you guide each one of us.
可以同心地建立教会。
So that together we can have one heart to build this church.
不要让世俗的怒气去带领我们。
So that we will not be guided by worldly anger.
而是要用神与从神而来的饶恕去带领我们。
And allow ourselves to be guided by the forgiveness that we have received.
我们同心合一。
We can be united as one.
荣耀主你的名。
And glorify your name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.